Lesson 6.
Moving on to the next lesson. Living in the greatness of the Creator. Excerpt number 1. From the North American Convention, All is One, excerpt number 1 says, Bala Sulam in Shamati 4, the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be one's entire work. That is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there's only one thing a person needs, faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator.
Only the feeling of the greatness of the Creator called faith in God, that's what we need. That covers everything up. It brings a solution for every situation. That's just how it works. There are no problems, even the harshest, the most complicated. That the feeling of the Creator's greatness cannot cover and leave them as really as nothing. Clear?
מה לגבי צער השכינה או צערת הציבור שזה שני דברים ש
מה? שזה מחוץ לך.
This is
well, that's outside of you. The sorrow of divinity or the sorrow of the public is where you want in advance to cover the vessels that are lacking the greatness of the Creator. The sorrow of divinity. You're missing a filling for the Creator, for the greatness of the Creator to fill it. The sorrow of the public, the same thing, meaning there are no vessels, not that you're sorry personally and then you're inviting the greatness of the Creator, which are external vessels, group vessels, we'll say, that are general ones, that reveal in them a lack of the greatness of the Creator. You also work on that. If you're incorporated with the group or in the public, you begin to receive those things too.
And even though I still see a gap between the revelation of the Creator,
there are gaps because you need to care for the 10 first and then for the general public, for the broad public. And you discover that also the 10 is missing, and also the group is missing, the 10 is missing, and the broad public is missing, all of humanity, the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. Other than that, nothing. But that's a gradual thing. Okay? Wonderful. Next.
Excerpt number 2 from What is the Bread of an Evil-Eyed Man in the Work by Rabash. All our work in Torah and Mitzvot is in order to emerge from the exile of the will to receive for ourselves. In other words, we must aim while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the will to receive for ourselves. And we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator. And we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, we want to be rewarded with feeling, while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, that we are serving a great and important King, and that by this there will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator.
Meaning we need to try in all of our actions, in the group, in the study and dissemination, no matter what, especially this is in the actions that belong to dissemination and study and the group work, that every motion I make, I do in order to discover the greatness of the Creator. That's what he's saying. For us to go out of the exile of the will to receive from oneself, that we need to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, and we will be rewarded by coming out of enslavement to the will to receive and be able to discover all His great exaltedness. This feeling needs to constantly be in us as a prayer. We don't feel, we pray for it to be that way. Questions? I see that you're already tired from all of these excerpts. What to do with you, I don't know. More.
Excerpt number 3 from Rabash, volume 3, article 24, the main thing we need. The main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we are lacking importance of the goal. That is, we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King, since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called Shekhinah in the dust, meaning that bestowal upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure, there is no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight.
Questions? Okay. Tzvika.
What does it mean, lays under its weight? Collapse under its weight.
This is the matter of the donkey who turns the mill and sings together with it. Yes, the donkey sings. He's walking, circling around like that and singing. Life is good for him. And there's one that puts his face into the little bucket there and does it. And there's one that walks and cries the whole time. There's different ones. The donkey, who's the right donkey, the correct one, constantly walks and sings. Why does he sing? That as much as he feels that his actions are despicable, they themselves are not worth a thing. He understands that these actions are of nothing. But the Creator wants him upon those actions to specifically upon those simple and seemingly really they have no content, these actions. He raises himself to the highest degree from that, so he is happy. This is considered that he he dwells with divinity over rocks and trees.
I was asking in the middle of the lesson. I live in such an environment of donkeys. I feel I'm a donkey, but...
You're done as a union worker?
No, in the union, everybody's are donkeys. But those who go to the synagogue every morning, my neighbors, they're so happy. I'm constantly depressed, and they're constantly happy. Explain to me. I wanted to ask you, why when I'm studying Kabbalah, I'm getting all the blows? And they say, oh, how are you doing? Well, we're happy. They say, Tzvika, leave the Kabbalah. You're constantly getting blows. Don't you see that the Creator is cruel to you because you're engaged in Kabbalah? What can you explain what's happening here? I wanted to ask you in the middle of the lesson. No, no, it's coming out. I couldn't before.
Meaning, from you seeing your friends,
happy
that you separated from them and you started to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they remained the religious, regular people.
They're religious.
Well, like you, kind of like that, with a knit kippah and...
No, they're wearing this tzitzit down to the floor. Well, they're okay. Happy. They go to the synagogue 3 times a day. I constantly look at them and I say, wow, I'm envious.
Yes, there are several things here. First of all, it's very good that the regular people have what to rely upon, what to be happy about. Because the fact that they're in this world and they're happy... And they're not cursing the Creator, specifically not. They're saying, thank God, blessed be He. You heard that from them all the time. And they're blessing the Creator all the time. And they're constantly blessing and praying to Him. And are in a relatively good mood. Wonderful. You see? Very nice. Meaning, we can see that in such a way where people exist that way, it's good for them. Only there are those also kinds of people that the Creator kind of pulled out, chose them with a tweezer and picked them. But, because he enjoys you crying. You were like them, happy all the time, and now no. That's considered that one who adds reason and adds pain. Where when reason was added to you, you really can't be happy because it's not like a little child that they're kind of joyous and happy and that's it. No, an adult doesn't usually just laugh for no reason. There needs to be a certain justified reason for that. So therefore, when you receive from the Creator a little bit more of mindfulness and feelings, not corporeal but spiritual, a deficiency in them, so you're in a lack. And therefore, where are you going to now have happiness from? Meaning, now you need to just understand that in order to advance, you can do that only if you're in a lack. Are you supposed to cry when you have a lack or be happy and laugh? If this is a lack that advances me somewhere, then so even though I haven't reached that something, I'm happy because that advances me there. And I, as a great person, a purposeful person, a wise person, as a wise who sees what will be born, I can see what will be born from this, so I'm happy. I'm just not happy like them, where, thank God every day, it just passes and that's it. Rather, I'm happy from having the possibility from day to day to come to additional adhesion to the Creator, to connect to Him in some way, connect, understand more, feel more. That is how I delight Him. There is happiness that we're happy from the little children and how they laugh. A baby that's born, nothing. He doesn't do anything. He just lays down, throws his hands and feet up, and that's it. Yes. We're happy when we look at him. Well, how sweet. How cute. But a big boy does that. You're going to think there's something wrong with him. He might be retarded or something. if a 10-year-old, God forbid, would be yelling, laying on his back, doing the same thing that the baby does. So that's what why it's written about what to do with children who have become elderly, who have become old. So just like you're teaching about a 10-year-old or his bar mitzvah age, they're observing these things and they're happy. God forbid, I'm saying. I'm not laughing at anyone here. This is how the Creator who sorts these things this way. It's not me who does so. But we need to nevertheless understand the difference between the way they're existing and how you're existing. You were given a lack to advance, and you need to implement that deficiency. The whole thing is that you're not hearing. I'm explaining to you how you need to implement it, and then to come to a state where it's truly good, really exalted, and you're sitting and crying. That's it. A fool sits folding over his arms and eats his own flesh.
If that's the case, I want to make this distinction. Basalam says that in this Torah and Mitzvot, every contradiction where you overcome becomes a gate. So what's the difference between us? The one who is happy about what he's doing, and we were not
he's
so
happy because it's written that I was also in religion. You were. We know what that is. Half the people here, or some of the people, were in religious education. They know what it is. But we couldn't remain on that level. There's a certain point in the heart that awakened and demanded of us a little more. And you can't resist because it's your deficiency. The Creator made it that way. So then you come to a state in which you want to scrutinize the essence of your life. You say, no, if I wake up in the morning and I go to the morning prayer and I pray, and then I go to the midday prayer, I go to work, I come back to the evening prayer and to sleep, it's not enough for me. It's not enough for me. I want to know for what and why and how.
What's the difference between Torah and Mitzvot that we're doing and the one that someone else is doing or not doing?
You want to discover the root of creation. You want to reveal godliness. You want to know, to grasp, to grip to it. You want to understand, to reach his degree. That's completely different. And they received a book that says, do like this, do like this, do like this. It's like a recipe. Yeah, a recipe. That's it.
Yeah, but by doing what I just said, meaning I'm sadder.
No, the fact that you're sad, it's you're to blame.
No, all sorts of unpleasant states, darkness.
You are being given those states so that you will rise above them, and you're sitting like a fool, sitting there, who's sitting and eating his own flesh. You're not doing, your hands are folded over, you're not doing it.
As I asked you, one who engages in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the work he does daily, it's like the darkness and the light, everything. Meaning we find more darkness than those people who don't, who are happy about what they're doing. Because we study Kabbalah, we get more darkness. This is the meaning?
Certainly we receive darkness.
Why?
In order to advance.
Why?
Because anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. So that he will work with it and fill it. This inclination, this desire. How otherwise will you advance? Constantly, a person who grows, if he grows. That's why, what to do with children who got old? They remain children. They just got older. But people who grow up, they grow according to their intellect, their feeling, their demand, their essential demand, not that he wants more money or honor from year to year. He wants more exalted things.
According to what you're telling me, as you open the morning here, so like from the darkness, the Creator is advancing you. I'm advancing,
yes,
from darkness. How come?
Because the whole world is like that. Go into a hospital. Say that you're sick to some cleaning woman. She says, no problem, I'll solve all your problems. She just can't write the order for your medicine. She can't give you the You can have doubts, you can say yes, you can say no. Meaning anyone who is greater, it's called that he has greater doubts, bigger questions. He doesn't know exactly, meaning he has lacks that he needs to fill and thus advance. And when he advances, he has even more. That's how we reach the essence of life. Revelation. What is there here to... What is this, new? You know, a few retirees sit around and talk about who's sitting there in the government. Ah, they don't know what to do with this and that. Go in there and you'll see what arguments and what things. I'm not talking about the struggle between them, the dirty struggle, but how it's not simple. All those things are not so simple. And therefore, but we receive deficiencies in order to answer them with the greatness of the Creator. They don't need the greatness of the Creator, your friends. Just like it was yesterday, also today. Just like they were told when they were in their childhood, now too. And really, when you look at them, what nice, good life. They don't need a thing. They get home. On the Sabbath, they have their blessings that they do for the Sabbath. Yes, the special food for the week, for the Sabbath. And everything is so simple and beautiful. It's, what a pleasant life. Right. Only what? It's like that donkey who's turning around on that meal. Okay, what can you do? Yes, Leo.
Can I ask about the Congress?
I see you don't want to study today. Yes.
I'm very excited about the Congress. I feel force, potential.
This is a special convention because we started a stage of truly connecting between us and discovery of the point of transition. And I really hope that this convention, I see it as one convention. That this convention altogether will give us a drive in the connection between us. That's the main thing. Not that there will be more knowledge, more intellect, more scrutinies. There may be such things, because nevertheless the quantity of people is influencing this. But by the efforts in connection, we can attain here an internal feeling of what it's speaking about altogether.
My question is exactly on continuing your words. I have a desire that throughout the entire Congress will be in a request and a concern, a prayer for the friends. And if not in that, in the desire to be in that, to be aimed at that. That's what I want to be. Question is, can you give a tip, an advice, how to do it as much as possible?
I, in my heart, constantly think, I really, really want us all to be connected to one body, specifically, like one piece of dough that is together in one, and we're all together putting it into the oven. Really, I want us to be connected in such a way, without any form or anything. All of us like that, together as dough that is ready to be baked. That's what I really want. And what I usually, when I do such conventions, that's what I usually think as I look at the audience. Let's try to think of that. You don't need to write a lot. Maybe even we'll talk, maybe yes, somewhat, because you can as a society. In short, we need to try and see ourselves that way. Where you're putting there South Americans, North Americans, Europeans, Asians, all kinds of Israel and Russia and whatnot, and Africa and everyone. Make from them something, a mixture that becomes one. That's what we need. And then certainly we will succeed. We have done a lot of actions for preparation. Many preparation actions, and we are already truly ready to move to the other side of the Machsum. Okay? Good. Well, do you want me to free you to go home? Yes.
Rav, can I ask for something while you're away?
During my flight?
No, when you're away for 2 weeks.
Yes?
If you can send us little messages, SMSs, messages.
I do my tweets.
No, to the group, to the friends. Send something. It's very good. It strengthens us very much. Sometimes when you're gone, you send messages through the friends, something recorded, written. If possible, it helps us.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Oh, no.
Well.
Good morning. I feel the most joy when I'm crying to the Creator about my own suffering. Mine, but also because it comes from Him. I have a yearning to give Him.
Wait, I don't understand. The fact that you feel like crying, that comes from Him.
Everything comes from Him. And He's giving me a deficiency. And He gives us problems. So we would return it to Him with the praise or deficiency to give us something, to give us the quality of bestowal. Sometimes I feel like you don't approve my tears. I don't know what to do, because I want to use the permission that I'm getting with respect to prayer to the friends.
Tell me, do I have to answer your questions?
I don't have an answer.
If you have the Creator, what do you want from me?
I want the whole world.
If you have the Creator and you can ask Him, why do you think that there is here someone that can help you be in the and answer you in place of the Creator? When I answer you, it's as if I'm cutting your connection to the Creator. You really don't have a lack to Him.
I have gratitude that you would help me, that you're helping me to make the correct vessel.
Why do I need to do that?
I don't know. Why taking me as your student?
Student is not in order to help you. A student is in order to teach you. In order to teach you how to turn to the Creator and create a contact, a connection with Him. And then that connection will help you with your whole life. Only in that I need to help. Only for you to know how to connect to the Creator. Therefore, it's written here, the 10, and the greatness of the Creator, for you to demand through the ten, from the ten, and to give also in return to the ten. And that's it.
Is it not correct to use my will to receive to create a certain force from this desire in order to use it to fulfill the prayer for the friends?
Yes, do. But what do I have to do with that? Do it. With the friends, you can do whatever you want.
Sometimes, because I feel a disapproval from you. In the form by which I'm presenting my deficiency to you and to the friends and to the Creator. And I want to give it in a way that you wish to teach me how.
After all the scrutinies, if we could say so, I'll just tell you one thing. Only with the friends you can there scrutinize those things. You won't receive from me anything. Even if you hear 1,000 times, doesn't matter how many years the explanations, only with the friends within the connection between you in the group, you will find there all the answers to what you're looking for. Only in your actions and your deeds inside the group.
You are standing between us and the Creator. We didn't choose that.
Between you, when you're connected together and to the Creator, yes. When you're connected.
And that's through the deficiency.
Okay. Oh, another American. Why don't you just stay there?
No.
Well?
We share the same room in America, in the Congress. In our lives, we feel as if I have to make a decision. Decisions. Even if it's not real, but when I'm making a decision about something, how can we make a correct decision in something?
To make the correct decision in something, you need to do it very simply. Everything I decide needs to be directed to the Creator, such that He will help me advance towards His greatness, to get to know His greatness. His greatness gives me the strength, the forces, and also an understanding of how I can do things correctly. To implement, to think, to feel. Only it's called, in your light we will see light.
I can't think of my attainment.
That's something I can't work with.
No, I'm asking if you can. I didn't understand the answer.
You need, through the group, to ask for the greatness of the Creator. That's it, period. Don't think that I'm disregarding you and don't want. I don't have anything more to say. Only the greatness of the Creator. Try to somewhat tangibilize how it would be if He were revealed, how your life would change. Try. when we ask for the greatness of the Creator, we're asking for force. With a force to be above our will to receive. No more than that. I don't want to understand him. I don't want to know him. I don't even want to feel him. Nothing I don't want from him. Only one thing. Give me the strength to be above my desire. To do something, some act of bestowal like you. That's it. Meaning you're there and I'm here. Just let me have the possibility of being here like you are there.
Can we make an incorrect decision in your life? Is there such a thing?
I don't know. I'm not a philosopher.
I'm not asking about philosophy.
I don't know. I'm sorry. What we're learning, learn every lesson again and again. Go over it at home as much as you can. Accept it and receive it, and then you'll advance. That's it. We have Jerusalem.
On top of what do we reveal the greatness of the Creator?
The greatness of Creator is revealed upon the difficulties, the questions, where I demand for him to reveal the greatness of the Creator, because from that I will have the strength to go above reason, above my mind, my intellect, my feeling, my ego. Upon that, the greatness of the Creator is revealed. And what is it revealed? It's revealed as a force that I can use in order to be above, opposite the other. Okay? Yes.
The student is asking, if I'm receiving pleasure in my will to receive, as part of the advancement, it's possible that I'll run away from the pleasure because I can't deal with it and cover it with the greatness of the Creator? Or do I always have the ability to receive a certain coverage for the desire?
I don't think of the desire at all. I'm not taking into consideration the desire. I'm taking it into consideration only because it awakens me to the greatness of the Creator. And without the greatness of the Creator, I can't be above the desire. That's why I need it. No more than that. Okay? Yes, Terence. Well, let's go.
If I'm in Gadlut, we said that Gadlut is only an addition. I need only to stay in Katnut.
To remain in Katnut? We don't know. We didn't learn that yet. When we're in Katnut and we have an opportunity for Gadlut, then we'll discuss it. Gadlut must be in respect with the other. Gadlut means that I'm joining the Achap to me, and then I fill the Achap in order to bestow to the others. Therefore, Gadlut is only the addition, and the main thing is Katnut, the essence of the degree.
And if I'm in darkness, I need to enjoy that I'm in darkness. This is an opportunity to work.
We don't talk about pleasure in spirituality. We talk about for the sake of who is that pleasure. My pleasure is from me bringing contentment to the Creator. In spirituality, it's only at the expense of the Creator. In corporality, the calculation only is for me. So what are you asking?
If I'm in darkness.
I'm in darkness, so what?
It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity what?
To work.
Yes.
So why do I need to add gadlut? It's like I want to escape from the darkness. I don't want to escape from the darkness. But if I feel like if I'm adding gadlut, greatness, it's like I want to escape.
No, I told you, gadlut is not at your expense. Gadlut is by you bestowing to others. Only for that sake in spirituality there is gadlut.
What is my mistake here, Rav?
You're thinking of gadlut as being, oh, I receive another million. You don't receive. You receive a million in order to pass it on. Through your achap, you receive in order to pass it onwards. That's called gadlut. That's why the essence of the degree is katnut. And we need to constantly maintain the katnut.
And what you do in the darkness?
Why is the darkness? Who told you about
darkness?
Katnut is darkness.
No, I'm asking in the darkness, what should I do? I didn't understand today anything.
Your confusion is from one end to the other.
It's not confusion. We're talking about darkness. The whole lesson, we're talking about darkness. What should I do in darkness?
In darkness, I just need to have the greatness of the Creator.
What is the greatness of the Creator that I need to add to the darkness?
The feeling that I need to feel associated, belonging to the upper.
None is besides him, good who does good.
Let it be like that.
Thank you, Rav.
Zell?
That's it?
Vlad, no.
What? Well,
you said a person needs to try for every action of dissemination he does is to reveal the greatness of the Creator.
Yes.
And then it will give him the desire to bestow to the Creator.
Yes.
So, because of that, so how each action that I want to do, how will that be so it will bring greatness of the Creator? So it will be only for the sake of revealing the greatness of the Creator.
That you need to aim for that to be the reason you do your actions.
How? He writes there in the last excerpt, the greatness of the Creator and bestowal of the Creator, it tastes like dust.
Then you ask for it not to have the taste of dust, for it to have flavors, so that you will be able to awaken by that, to bestow to the friends and the friends to you. Those tastes, those flavors are revealed so that we change them, and the change in them depends on the society.
How to build such an action that already before I do it, I'll have the goal of revealing the greatness of the Creator. How do we construct the action?
We talk with the friends.
Like every action in life should be like that?
Yes, because there's nothing more than that. All our actions are in order to discover the greatness of the Creator. And if I discover that, then I have the strength to do all the corrections. And all those corrections I only do within or by the sensation of the greatness of the Creator.
If I know I need a certain time to go to Zoom, talk to connect to the friends, I need to build the thought that I need to reveal the greatness of the Creator. And then for that, I connect with the friends.
Right.
So with every action that I build, I want the greatness of the Creator.
Only that.
Even if I don't feel the greatness, but I want that.
You don't need to feel that. You need to have this force to do actions from that. To feel the greatness of the Creator is considered that what? That He fills everything, that He does everything, that He controls everything. Do you want that to be revealed to you? In what kilim?
What do I want?
You want to have the force, which is called the greatness of the Creator, so that you'll have the force to deal with your will to receive, to aim it in order to bestow.
I'm asking for the strength to rise above the will to receive, to connect with the friends, care about them.
Yes.
And by that, what am I discovering?
You don't discover anything. You discover that you can do acts of connection. That's it. Acts of connection. That's what you have before you to do. What else? What others than that do you want to do?
And those actions of connection, that gives contentment?
Yes.
And that's the goal.
Also.
But where's the difficulty? The difficulty is that you have to do it. What's missing?
Patience. To do and do and do.
Is
there anything else to report or do? Mushi, yes.
So what's the difference between a regular person and a Kabbalist? It's the difference that a Kabbalist has the strength, has the fuel to bestow and to connect with others. That's the difference.
Each and every one. Everyone observes what the Creator wants. There is no such thing that something that He wants that's not done. Everyone, the biggest criminal, the most righteous person, and all those in between, they're all fulfilling the will of the Creator. There is no one that can run away from that. However, there are people that, besides observing like everyone the commands of the Creator, want on their own to add to those commands personal participation. They're called Kabbalists. To the extent in which they can participate in the actions of theirs, they discover the essence, the content of those actions, why they are, for what, and so on. And then by that they get to know the Creator, His perfection, His goal, everything. All the rest, no. All the rest just do what the Creator puts upon them. All the rest of the billions of the people that you see. Certainly no one does anything that is not from his will to receive. Everything is according to one's will to receive. Each and every one. Therefore, you can say that everyone are the servants of the Creator. They're all doing it out of that desire. The desire is in the hands of the Creator. But we want to do it in understanding and consciousness, and to aim my desire to actions that are even more perfect. Perfect meaning to complement and complete each and every action with intention, with awareness, with the reason and the result. And that's already something completely different. That gives us, to those who know how to do this, the essence of creation. What's really happening, what you're doing, why you're pressing the button, why you're doing it, how the Creator is inviting that work from you, how you're responding to it, how you're participating in this, how you're connecting to Him. All that which is concealed from others because they're just doing it in a uncontrolled way, unconscious way, subconscious way. You know, that's considered to know the actions of the Creator. Yes.
It's the picture like that where a regular person, all of our lives we're in connection with other people and we seemingly bestow to them, but we don't feel it. And the Kabbalist actually enjoys it because he loves them, and then in this action he also feels, in the same connection that we're all in, he feels it, but he gets additional pleasure from that. Can we say it like that? because he bestows as a result of his love towards them, and bestowing to them, he enjoys it. And the others, no, they simply don't feel. Everyone bestows to one another. Is this correct to say?
Certainly everyone is bestowing to the others. They just don't know that they are.
So that's the difference. The Kabbalist is aware of that. He agrees with it. He asks for the fuel to do it. And from that he enjoys?
No.
He's not?
He's not enjoying that. He's enjoying the fact that he's delighting the Creator. He has no enjoyment for himself in anything. All his pleasure is from being able to delight the Creator. 620 times, it's not simple pleasure.
Meaning, if not the Creator, he wouldn't bestow to them.
If there were no Creator, of course he would not bestow to them. Certainly not. And all his intentions are revealed in him in an opposite manner. If a regular person, he doesn't know about intentions, anything. He's being spinned, you know, this way and that way. His hands, his feet, everything is being moved around the heart and the mind. Everything is like being moved by this general network of the general system, the general soul. And in him, no. In him, he's operated so that he will know how and for what he's operated, who's operating him, and how he needs to do those actions. Others will just do those actions without any understanding or recognition. And him, constantly be an understanding and awareness and inviting those actions upon himself. That's why he sees them and feels them and attains them, and others not, because they're not participating. The participation is only beastly, animalistic in how they exist, not above in their efforts. Whatever is not in efforts is not revealed.
Soon we're going to have a congress. You're going to give lessons. A few hours a day. 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I don't know. And then tens of thousands of people will gather around the world and hear. Is it considered bestowal from a Kabbalist, these hours?
Yes, we are bestowing this, all of us.
How can we join that?
There are those amongst us that do this with the intention that is more or less correct. There are those who are participating only by being drawn to one another. Everyone does certain actions against the desire. Everyone is operated by the upper force. Everyone somehow wants to come to the awareness, the recognition of the godliness. That's why there's a great accumulation, an assembly of friends, of very unique forces, very special forces, and therefore the essence of it is to participate. No matter who and is participating, on what level they're participating, as long as you're in it, to be in it as much as possible.
From the students, what will be considered bestowal? The teacher is clear. He's teaching, he's passing energy, his strength to students. What will be considered bestowal from the students?
I do everything so that everyone will be connected. From the simple connection, people that come, invest in it, time, money, forces. From their simple participation, there's huge benefit. How many people in the world do you have that are willing to do that? Do you understand? And here people are even paying and coming, taking vacation time at their own expense and at the expense of their families. It's a huge sacrifice. It's all invested in order to bestow, nevertheless, even though they don't quite understand, and there's no way to examine their intentions, specifically because the intentions are not quite that pure yet. But that doesn't matter.
So my participation in the Congress is considered bestowal?
The participation of each and every one in the convention is bestowal, yes. And devotion and sacrifice, and it's a sacrifice. It's an offering. I really give great consideration to it.
No.
Give it great value.
I should always see the greatness of the Creator as the place of work, or at some point I'll have a surplus of the greatness. Meaning, I need to see it as something that I always need to attain every moment.
I don't need anything but the greatness of the Creator, which helps me do acts of bestowal.
But each time I need to see it as a place for effort in order to attain it.
Certainly, because each and every moment there are new scrutinies, and I need the greatness of the Creator anew. Who was there? Yes. Wait, Perkin?
Can we say that corporeal life are in the desires and in spiritual life are in the intention?
Yes, you can say it that way. Although it's kind of intermingled, but yeah.
But we work with the intentions.
Yes.
Regarding the Congress, what do we actually... People who come physically to the Congress, what do they gain if they didn't decide to come?
People that come physically and sit together and do a convention, the convention is mostly the workshops. It's mostly the connection. There isn't there so much questions that are complex that are clarified in some deeper way that way. It's not, you don't come to a convention to learn, to scrutinize things. You come in order to accumulate forces of connection, because through that force of connection then comes understanding, the feeling, the opening of vessels that are spiritual. The heart and the mind opens up according to the connection that happens in the convention. That's why it's so important. And that's why people that even are not so deep in the matters, it's worthwhile for them to come. From this integration with the others, they'll have an opening. A true opening. They will feel the addition of mochin, of mind, of more mind power in this. Nur Sultan.
We have an announcement and a request for support in Kazakhstan during the Congress of Moscow. It will be connected at night, and during the day there will be a great dissemination action in Almaty. For the first time, there are several events that are about education. We have a mutual event, and we will give the training. Everything that's left is for the friends to sleep between the two events.
I don't understand.
What? They have terrible sound, but in short, he said that during the Congress, at night, he will be connected to the Congress, and during the day, they'll have a dissemination event.
Will they be able to hold on that way? Is it not going to be difficult? I don't understand. Well, okay. They probably understand what they're doing. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I would let people rest. Otherwise, what kind of convention will it be? Everyone will be asleep. Well, I don't understand. Almaty.
Нур Султан, мы сердцем с вами и поддерживаем. И вопрос, Раф.
We're with you in heart, Нур Султан. The question: why do I need greatness?
We don't ask why do I need it in spirituality. There are no such questions for in spirituality for me. There are questions for who? So if the Creator puts as his goal, the desirable goal in his eyes, which is the general, total end of correction, the total one, the absolute one, then I accept it as my personal purpose, and I work towards it. Okay, and where are... Yes, Marcos.
We wanted to announce to the friends in the world clay about the page of Mirror Congresses. If we can show it, there you go. There's a page that has two maps. The upper map is all the Mirror Congresses during the South America Congress. Each marker is a Mirror Congress, and if you click on the marker, you can see the name of the city and contact information. And the lower map are the Congress Mirror Congresses during the North America Convention. Anyone who didn't report their Mirror Congress, there's a form down where you can sign it up. This is on 1.kabbalah.info/mirror. And now also New York wanted to report something.
New York.
Thank you, friend. Thank you. a quick report. We have almost 600 registrations from over 14 countries. The hotel is sold out right now, but we have arranged discounts. Discounts with a nearby hotel, and all the info is at 1.kabbalah.info. We also believe that based on the information we have, if everybody in North America registered to the Congress, we'd be pushing 700 people, and we're fighting for it. We continue to battle for it each and every day for each and every friend to be at this Congress. We also wanted to share that friends are making huge sacrifices. We know of many cases where wives are staying at home with the kids so that the husbands can be there. We know that friends are driving from all over the country, picking other friends up along the way, riding together. We have friends... there is just so much deficiency that is being collected that this Congress is going to be something absolutely special, explosive, and make sure you're there. I wanted to pass the mic to Orlando.
Orlando, bevakasha.
Thank you.
Orlando.
So we wanted to report a little bit from Florida. We have almost the entire group from Florida coming, 15 plus friends, men and women, who are all coming to the Congress. We have friends who have been working on content preparation. They've been working on lesson preparation. They're coming to work on security, the awakening team. They're in the band. They're working the tech. They're doing the website. Here, our friend, the map you just saw. We have friends that are driving up together, flying up together, financial considerations aside, friends are making every sacrifice. They're going to work in the meals and the kids programs. Every friend that is coming is going to work there. We have one friend who is committed a long time ago to go to a wedding on Saturday and Sunday, but he's coming up to the Congress just for a single day just to catch one or two lessons before he has to come all the way back. He's making that kind of effort. There's a huge amount of excitement felt here in Florida. We feel it all over. The friends have talked about it. This kind of a special single Congress between South America and North America. It's so exciting. It's palpable. We feel it. We're going to have a Mirror Congress here in Orlando for the South America coming up this weekend, and then we're going to head right in with all our force and energy into New Jersey Congress. And we just want to say, friends, we're looking forward to seeing you there, being with you, bringing the Creator into our work with us, feeling a connection, revealing the deficiency. There couldn't be anything more beautiful than that. Thank you, friends. It's going to be awesome. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Okay, so tomorrow you'll already be alone in the lesson, yes? And then the next day I will probably already, I don't know how it's going to be according to the times, but I will already be in a lesson also. The day after tomorrow it will be already, or not yet, or in 2 days? Okay, well, in short, I don't know about the times. We are flying now from this evening 12 hours to New York, 12 hours in New York, and then 6 hours from New York to Mexico, and then we're still waiting till the evening in order to give the morning lesson that will be here. So it will probably be 2 days that we won't be in the lesson. Okay. Well, be good boys. Pay attention to each other. Look like that. Watch over each other. Don't let anyone fall.
We're asking to show Toronto.
Oh, please.
We just see
the question mark with them. Toronto, please.
Hello, dear Prav, dear friends. I just want to tell you, Toronto is also participating during both congresses. We have a big mirror congress for Mexico, and we're all ready in the spiritual bus to New Jersey. I'm personally got in luck. I got touch for every almost department for preparation to the congress, and I can tell with confidence that no friend out there worries about how he personally going to exist, how perform in this congress. Everyone only have one goal, is what Kli are we preparing? Is this hole is going to be filled with the greatness of the Creator? And it's truly felt. All the meetings, all the 10 meetings are all aimed towards that. Our daily calls are aimed towards that. I'm really touched. I never had such a preparation before. It seems like this preparation is truly special. It's truly getting us on this path. And Chaim Chavarim, I'm really happy for this Congress to come.
L'chaim.
That's many hours of traveling from Toronto to New Jersey. It's truly not a simple action. Wonderful. Well, so the main thing is to work on the connection, and then you will see how that will give us the drive forward. Protect each other, watch over each other, and we will see you. And
thank you to our TV viewers, and have a great day. All as one. Kabbalah Lam convention in North and South America. We invite everyone to the Latin American Congress, May 17th through the 19th, and North American Congress, May 23rd through the 26th. For more information, cup.info/Congress. Fundamentals course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Lam campus is delighted to invite you to intro lectures before we are opening our fundamentals course. The intro lecture will take place in Ashkelon today, May 15th. Admission is 30 shekels when you sign up in advance at 1-700-509-209 or cup.co.il. And a song.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
והזקן כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם אשרי הטף והזקן כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה אשרי העם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי העם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו להם רואה הוא נאמן אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כל